Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here is the Skibidi Toilet expose that you didn't know you needed.
Which just made me ask more questions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to explain this succinctly, and you're going to be like, what? But this is what eight-year-olds are into. Apparently, Skibidi Toilet is from a YouTube show. It's basically an animated war between toilet head people and camera head people.
Which made me ask, what is a toilet head person and what's a camera head person?
The show, it's a YouTube show, and it's... So, apparently singing human heads come out of toilets, and they fight humanoids who have cameras and speakers and televisions in place of their heads. So it's either a toilet with a human head, or it's a toilet with the camera, the speaker, the television, and they fight.
Okay.
And that's really all we need to know about Skibidi Toilet. You are welcome. Thank you.
Men of the people, we're here to help you out.
But it is a thing. And who... I mean, like, I'm
so a... So should I tell my eight-year-old I'm a camera head? Leave me alone?
Yeah, see what happens.
Or should I tell him I'm a toilet head?
You might blow their mind. I don't know which is better. I can tell you the animated toilet head, human head, is terrifying.
Then I'm going to choose camera head.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose camera head.
Skibidi Toilet. So Bill Belichick and Jordan, what's her last name?
Hudson.
Yeah, we've got the latest on this. Now, we talked about...
She's a Jordan, too.
She is?
That's correct.
She is a Jordan.
J-O-R-D-O-N.
Oh, yeah, but she pronounces it Jordan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
much like our friend Schultz.
Yeah, it's like a Jordan and an A-A-Ron. Like, you will always be called that.
Jordan. So we talked about her yesterday, and, you know, look, I don't think it takes a genius to see this is going to end badly.
Some hard-edge journalism there.
Well, I don't know. The latest is that apparently she killed Hard Knocks. So North Carolina was going to be on Hard Knocks, and she
killed were going to go college route.
Yeah, yeah. And Belichick was all for it. Belichick wanted it. I think he probably wanted it.
So he said he pushed for it.
Recruit.
Yeah.
And she killed it. And the people at HBO won't say that she killed it, but apparently that's what happened. Is she got involved? So this is the bigger theme. Coming off the CBS interview, is that she is all up in his media business and his PR business, and she's not doing a very good job of it. UNC released a statement today saying all the wrong things about how the CBS interview went down, and it's supposedly from Bill, and he's upset about how everybody focuses on one thing, but he wants them to focus on another thing, and they keep asking questions about Jordan. I mean, like...
And can I just say, this is exactly what you said yesterday about trying to thread the needle and these people at these elite places telling others what to think. The moment they released that statement saying, don't believe what you're seeing, this is part of another thing, people just doubted it even more.
Yeah.
Like you're just being stupid.
It's really shocking. This is just a repeat of yesterday. How many entities, whether it be Jordan or Belichick or North Carolina, do not understand how media works? When they work with the media constantly, like they should know exactly how it all works.
Well, especially Bill, because of how he's been for 20, 30 years with the media.
Right.
Like you could be tired of his shtick. You could be tired of the and the blah, blah, blah. But he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And he got away with it for a long time.
Yeah, see, I don't know if he knew what he was doing. I think he did what he thought was the best way to handle it, which probably was for him. It made him look like an ass, but to your point, it's like,
It worked.
Yeah, I think it worked for him.
It became it was a really meme. Bad. It became a joke. It became a.
It wasn't great for him.
Moving on to Cincinnati.
It wasn't great for him in the eyes of the people. You're in the public eye, but at the same time, I don't think he gives a rip about that. His thing is, and he said this in this stupid North Carolina release today. This man believes that he should be able to put out a book, and he thinks that his interview tour that she set him up on to go around talking about the book, he thinks they should only ask about the things that he wants them to ask about. Like, it's absurd
how control the narrative.
Out of touch these people are. Dude, you're dating a 24-year-old woman. You're 73.
A hot.
Super hot. And she's sitting there controlling in your interviews, and CBS shows that. You don't think they're going to show that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're dumb. Like,
the story became that. The story was no longer Bill.
And that is their own fault. And that's exactly what CBS said. They said, look, we went in there to do a story, and stories, they take on a mind of their own based on what happens.
It was built as a fluff piece that nobody was going to watch or care about.
Well, that's what he wanted.
Their PR department, though, specifically said there were no preconditions or limitations on this interview. None. Not before, not after we talked to the public.
And that's what you're saying. Like, you can't go in blind. If you say, you know, I don't want to talk, you know, if we bring on Aaron Rodgers right now to interview him, he's going to say, I don't want to talk about ayahuasca, I don't want to talk about the Packers, and I don't want to talk about whoever I'm dating, and don't talk to me about my brother. Like, whatever, you know, he's got a list of things. You bring on Mahomes, okay, I don't want to talk about my crazy wife, I don't want to talk about my crazy brother, anything else is fair game. To walk in and say, I don't have anything, you're setting yourself up, you got to roll with it.
Well, yeah, you have every right to say you don't want to talk about certain things, but this is my whole crux of my whole point is then don't be out there doing interviews and then get mad when people don't adhere to what you want. Like, you can be private, just be private.
Mm-hmm.
Stop posting on Instagram, and guess what? People will leave you alone.
Stop posting weird things. They don't have access to you.
Yeah, it's like they want their cake and eat it too. Like, I'm trying to find this. I want to read this North Carolina. I want to read this statement.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
Here it is. Okay. So he released a statement responding to the awkward CBS News interview, which we've played here, claiming it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. That's what he said.
I don't know. Stepping in and saying, hey, hey, I know you're not interviewing me, but we're not going to do this. That's stepping in.
Exactly.
That's stepping in.
And this is the thing.
That's like Tyrese saying, my dad wasn't trying to aggravate Giannis. Right. He just happened to be there.
He just did.
But it's even another level, because it'd be like if the Pacers or the Bucks commented on it from their PR team. Like, the fact that North Carolina is winning, like, isn't this just Bill's problem? What does it even have to do with UNC? Well, like, why are they stepping up?
Okay, so my philosophy on that is that they bent over backwards to get him. They were desperate to get him, he runs everything.
Well,
over there.
We see this in stuff. Not to mention him again, but it's like, how much control does Aaron Rodgers have over Pittsburgh's draft? You know, there's been those rumblings. That's the kind of thing. Like, when you bend over backwards get Bill Belichick in as your head football coach, you kind of got to deal with sign up for.
He's running things, which means she's running things.
Yeah,
and this is why it's getting bad. So here's the statement. Unfortunately, I agreed to speak with CBS to promote my new book, The Art of Winning. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony... and the producers, that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track.
I can buy that. I can buy that.
Well, from his point of view, sure.
But the aesthetic is terrible. Like, if she is stepping in and saying, hey, no, remember, we're talking about the book. We're not talking about us as a dating. We're not talking about, you know,
he's a big boy though. He can turn down his own
six
questions.
Rings book or boat, whatever. Like, we're here to talk about the book. That I can understand, but the way it comes across like you mentioned my name and you will shut the F up right now.
It's already been addressed.
It comes across she comes across very aggro.
Well, she is, yeah.
Yeah, and instead
it's,
of like...
again, not the right way to handle business.
Instead of just saying, whoa, hey, we weren't going to do that.
Here's another thing. Here, I have a suggestion. I'm going to be a PR guy right now.
Love it.
So rather than go on an interview with a independent, neutral, journalistic television station, okay? Because you do not control them. You might think you want to, or do your best to try, but you're not going to. CBS has been in it for a long time. I don't know if you heard the show called 60 Minutes. Dude, they know what they're doing when it comes
to
journalism.
They make TV shows about how these companies came to power.
Right. So it's like, you can try it that way. Like, this is, you can try to control it that way, but it's going to end up like this because, again, you're dating a 24-year-old and you're expecting everyone to just ignore that. So you're an idiot. Here's my big PR idea. Jordan, if you're so great, why don't you sit down with him, put out a fun interview about the book, have some fun about their relationship or whatever, put it on YouTube. Dude, that thing would go viral and people would be like, oh my God, they're great. Look how cute they are. Or
maybe they're actually happy.
Right.
It's not a money grab or whatever.
Why don't you do that?
Well,
my point is, if you're putting out content or you want people to consume your content, in this instance, his book, promote it yourself then. If you're using other entities like CBS News, which are big and have a lot of viewers, mm-hmm. if you're using them to promote it, be prepared for what you're going to get from them.
Also, you're going to CBS like this morning. You're not going to CBS Sports.
Sunday morning, which is a great show. I don't know if you watch that show.
I have seen that show.
Great show.
You are going to a mainstream media outlet, not a sports outlet. Their bread and butter is not sports. Right. Their bread and butter is the juice.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they're going to squeeze you.
Well, and I just feel like, again, they're ignoring the idea that the juice is the thing that everyone wants to know about. It's the most... It's
without
pretty,
a doubt.
It's pretty juicy. He's dating a 20... He's 73!
Look, my best friend is 40 years old. His partner is 65. You don't think that raises questions in our circle?
Damn.
It raises questions all the time.
I love that.
And you just kind of navigate it.
Let's get them on Sunday.
You know, he's my best friend in the world. And you navigate that and you kind of talk about that. But I don't see his partner walking in and saying, hey, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's, people are bred that way to ask those kind of questions. What's, not to derail too much, the worst part about this whole interview is that we miss the concept that Robert Kraft is not in the book.
Yeah, that's like, right.
That's what I want to know about. As a sports fan, I want to know, how does Bill Belichick write a book about his life in football and not include the owner of his 6 football rings?
By the way, that was exceptionally awkward, and we have that 30 seconds.
I know, but
right,
like,
here,
that's what I want to know more about.
Well, he wouldn't talk about it.
Exactly. But that story gets buried because he's got a crazy hot 24-year-old. Yeah.
All right,
and maybe that's the point.
He's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
God. So again,
it's brutal.
They dragged him into a place he didn't want to be, and he just shuts down and does the Bill thing.
Yeah.
And you usually can't. That's his prerogative, and that's the way he handles things. Okay.
And surely you should be able to see that question coming too, right?
For
if
sure.
You're coached up, right?
But I feel like if Jordan doesn't jump in, that's the conversation that we're having. Is Bill's awkward response to not having Robert Kraft in the book.
Yes.
And that story is dead 3 days ago.
Yeah, no.
That's a Monday topic
100%.
That we go through and we let it go. Then people start making fun of Robert Kraft and his Thai massages, and Tom Brady gets brought into this conversation. And then that story dies. But here we are 3 days later, not talking about the real story, which is that Belichick hates Robert Kraft.
Well, clearly, yeah.
Clearly.
But he won't talk about it.
But that's, he's said enough to me.
Yeah.
That little snip right there tells me all I need to know.
You know, the other thing too is he wrote a book that no one really cares about what he put in the book. He is ignoring everything that people want to know from him.
Well, everybody wants Tom, Bill. Everybody wants to know, and Tom's not going to say it, and Bill's not going to say it.
I bet you Brady writes a book eventually and does say more than...
Maybe after Bill dies?
Maybe. But Bill is, he's blind. He just wants it one way, and it's just not going to be that way. And I'm amazed that smart people, very successful people, think like this and continue down this path when it just fails them every time. And he is failing again, and his book is going to fail, and their relationship looks like, you know, like I said, I don't think that's going to end well. And by the way, somebody else said on the text line, you know, the question was simply, how did you two meet? That was
we're not
question.
Doing that.
Which they've explained before.
It's the simplest
like
the issue.
An airplane?
Yeah.
Sitting next to each other in an airplane?
Anyway.
I meet all my women flying business class.
We think.
Southwest Airlines.
I mean, they could be the kings of sports media, at least right now, king and queen, if they handled this. If they just leaned into it and just were themselves.
Right.
People would love that.
Well, I think that's kind of, you've already kind of seen that a little bit from Bill in this North Carolina role. He's kind of let down the guard a little bit. There's not as much as that buttoned up.
Some of it.
You know, $9 billion industry.
Some of that's her.
Some of that's probably her, but he seems to have let go a little bit and realized if I'm going to recruit at a college level, I can't be, we're moving on to Cincinnati. Like, I have to be a little more than that. And maybe that is her. But he started to open up a little bit. It's like one step forward, five steps back.
I know it.
It's like, we're going to do this. I'm going to show myself as a more open person. But the second I get uncomfortable, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. How many times have the Falcons been fined? And for what over the last 10 years? A quality list is next. Here's Buck.